All right, we're getting ready for the NCAA tournament, and another person getting ready for the NCAA tournament is Stephen F. Austin head coach Kyle Keller. Coach, thank you so much for giving us some time tonight, and congratulations as you get ready for this thing.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks so much. Yeah, it'll be fun.
So, Coach, how would you summarize your season? You finish off 28-6. You win the conference championship. What went right for you guys this season?
I thought we continued to grow. I mean, we have great depth, and I think our speed and quickness and athleticism is the thing that is, probably the strength of our team. And I think, our defense has probably been as good as what it's been all year long. We force a lot. We led the country and force turnovers and steals a game. And that's probably the best thing that we do for our team.
Coach, you do have great depth. I mean, you guys go plenty deep into your bench. How do you think that's going to help you guys in the tournament? Because it seems those are the teams that usually are successful and make deep runs.
Well, we just got through playing three games in 3 days. And for us, you never know who's going to have big nights for us. And I think that's one of the things that if you scout our team, hey, this guy scored 20 here, this guy may have had 4 the next night, or vice versa. If you try to take one guy away, somebody else is going to hurt you. And I think that's one of the things for us is successful. I consider our team to have 9 starters because, we have 9 guys I think that can really put up big numbers on just about any night.
We're chatting with Stephen F. Austin head coach Kyle Keller. And, Coach, when the tournament bracket comes out, what do you know? You're playing another team from Texas, taking on Texas Tech. What have you seen from the Red Raiders so far this season? Of course, they get the star player, Keenan Evans, but have you had a chance to see him much this year at all?
I watched him off and on throughout the year. Chris Beard is one of my dear friends. We've known each other over 20 years, and our paths have crossed a lot. And he and I both were assistants in the Big 12 together when he was at Texas Tech and I was at Oklahoma State and Kansas. And so we used to share information, talk a lot philosophy, talk a lot about basketball. We really, really close friends. And when I first got this job here, and when he first went to Tech, it just still happened that they had scheduled a game. Their contract had been signed to schedule the play. And, that's one of the first things that we both did, said, hey, we ain't playing. I mean, we're too close of friends. We're not going to play. And actually, Chris and Bart and I have already spoken tonight, and we laughed and joked about it. We swapped stories 20 years ago, telling how neither of us had really any money, really weren't kind of doing anything with our coaching careers and just trying to figure it out. Said, God, can you believe 25 years ago, here we are playing against each other in the NCAA tournament. Can you believe that? We just kind of yucked it up a little bit. So, we've both been blessed, that's for sure.
Coach, you was the number 3 seed in the Southland tournament. You had to beat the number 2 seed and the number 1 seed in Nicholls State and Southeastern Louisiana. What is the biggest thing that you have learned about your team over the past couple of games?
Well, we use the term around here, disruption and resiliency and relentless. Those are the things that we talk about within our program. And we finished one game out of winning the conference. And when you play 10 or 11 weeks in a conference season like we do, I'm not taking anything away from Nicholls State or Southeast Louisiana, the two teams who had to beat the last two games. But, we went from being a hunter in our non-conference schedule where, we were up on Mississippi State 8 points in the second half. And, we were fortunate enough to beat, LSU at LSU. And had a shot at the end to beat Missouri at Missouri. And we are the state's winningest program here. And so everybody we get everybody's best shot. And I think our guys really didn't have the right mindset coming into conference play, to be honest with you. And we became the hunted. And we had a couple of slip-ups. And fortunately, we didn't have to play Lamar in the conference tournament. Gosh almighty, they beat us twice. So they had a third of our losses. And we just had to become being the hunter again. And I think once we got that attitude again, I think we became who we were. And fortunate enough for us, we got those two teams on the right night for us.
couple more minutes with Stephen F. Austin head coach Kyle Keller. Coach, I mean, you guys have just built a tremendous program, 28-6, as we mentioned this year, 14-4. It seems like every year now you guys are getting into the NCAA tournament. What was it like following somebody like Brad Underwood?
You know, it's a great question. You know, Brad did a remarkable job, and I don't want to discredit because I don't know if anybody will ever do what Coach Underwood did here. And he came in here and had, you know, inherited three players of the year that had been recruited by Danny Casper and really, really groomed them, I think, took them to another level. And what he did here is, I think, will never be matched ever again. And you've seen the brilliance and the excellence of what Coach Underwood is as a basketball coach. And what I challenged our players this year was to create your own legacy. You know, I'm tired of, and I don't mean this in a negative way at all, but I'm tired of looking at all these trophies and nets and stuff in my office of what others have done before us. And I challenged our players to, and you know, we've got about, you know, 81%, 82% of new players scoring and stuff like that on our team. We had a brand new roster the last 2 years and really challenged them to quit living off the past and let's do something for ourselves. You know, we're really thankful and grateful and prideful of the culture that's been set before us, but let's do something for us. You know, let's make our own mark and let's do something different, you know, and I will never be the best coach here at Stephen F. Austin. That's not my ambition at all. But I'd like to coach the best team that's ever played here. And to me, that's what you do in March.
And I would imagine that's a huge motivator. Coach, I want to go back to something you said in your last answer because I found it interesting that you thought your team did not have the right mindset going into the conference tournament. How much of a challenge is that for you as a coach to get them into the mindset that you want them to get into? Because clearly you did. You win the conference tournament. But how big of a challenge is that for you as a coach?
Well, I meant going in really into the conference play, into the regular season.
Okay, yeah.
Because really, we focus here on, you know, we're a one-bid league. I think, you know, we were 11-2 at non-conference, and our two losses were at Mississippi State by 3 or 4 or 5, and then at Missouri by 1. And I think if we'd gone undefeated, you know, throughout the year and then lost in our conference tournament, we weren't going to get an at-large bid. Look what happened to Middle Tennessee State today. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So it wouldn't have mattered, you know, what we've done all year long and if we'd lost in our conference tournament. We weren't getting in because of the strength of schedule or whatever else. So all we talk about is playing well in Katy, and with Katy, Texas, in reference to our conference tournament. So I think, you know, in the millennial mindset is, all right, how do we save legs? How do we add? How do we do things that allow our team to be playing well towards the end of the year? You know, I probably cost us a game, to be honest with you, early in conference, you know, just kind of tweaking our lineup, adding some new things, doing some different stuff. So we would be playing well this time of the year. You know, and it worked. You know, we're just blessed where it worked out the right way. And I think you have to recruit different. I think you have to recruit for depth, and you have to recruit so you're not relying on one or two guys. And you have enough players that if one guy's not getting it done, you stick another guy in there, and there's no drop-off. I think Texas Tech has that.
All right, that's the head coach at Stephen F. Austin, Kyle Keller. Coach, thank you so much for the time, and good luck against Texas Tech.
Hey, Shay, I got one question for you. Where's your alma mater?
Stephen F. Austin State University.
There you go, Axum Jacks, baby, right?
Axum, for sure. Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
All right, see you. Thanks a lot for having me on.